Blog Talk Radio.
The Spirit of God is in this place. The Spirit of God is strong in this place. I feel His anointing strong here. If you might be expecting something, just open your spirit to receive. Whether you are watching us through the networks, open your spirit to receive. This song is entitled Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we worship and we praise God and we acknowledge Holy Spirit and His powerful work in our lives. This morning, we are just worshiping and glorifying our God and Holy Spirit who dwells in us, such a perfect companion. We thank God for Him. We thank God for the revelation that He brings to us and gives to us. He does open our eyes, and He's more real than the air we breathe. And we worship and acknowledge His presence, and we surrender to His ministry in and over our life. And so as we continue to look at the Spirit of God, the sevenfold Spirit of God in chapter 9, talking about the Spirit of wisdom, we want to read our scripture, foundational scripture as it relates to this chapter, and I'm reading it, I believe, out of the Voice translation, and it says, gather, children, to hear your father's instruction. Pay close attention so you will understand, for I am passing down to you important precepts. Do not abandon these valuable life lessons. And he says, son, grab on to every word I say to you. Hold them close. Stay true to my instructions as you live, and they will serve you well. Whatever it takes to gain wisdom, do it. To gain understanding, do it. Never forget this. Never stray from what I am telling you. If you don't forsake Lady Wisdom, she will protect you, love you, and she will faithfully take care of you. Gaining sound judgment is key. So first things first, go after Lady Wisdom. Now, whatever else you do, follow through to understand it. Cherish her. And she will help you rise above the confusion of life. Your possibilities will open up before you. Embrace her, and she will raise you up to a place of honor in return. She will provide the finishing touches to your character. Great. She will give you an elegant confidence. Hallelujah. That's that confidence we're talking about on Wednesday. Hear my words, O son, and take them in. Take them soak in so that you will live a long, full life. I have pointed you in the way of wisdom. I have steered you down the path to integrity. So, get going. And as you go, know this. With integrity, you will overcome all obstacles. Even if you run, you will not stumble. Tighten your grip around wise counsel. Don't let it slip away. Protect wisdom, for without her, life isn't worth living. Well, praise God. Such a powerful presentation that our author is going to examine even the more closer. Excuse me. And we were going to take a look at just the revelation in this powerful scripture of instruction. And I love it because it's so personal. It is so personal. And it is doable by everybody, no matter how young or old. And it is direction that is needed for life. And so as we go into our lesson, we want to each week as we share this particular subject, we want to look at the scriptures that the author sets for us in different versions, because I do believe they help get insight. So if you have another version of that scripture and you would like to share it, you can do so during the program. In case you don't have it now, if you want to look for it, then you can do it. And after we give a summary of what we looked at last week out of this chapter, if you have a version, excuse me, that you would like to share, you can do so. So last week, as we started in this chapter of wisdom, Spirit of Wisdom, we recap the prior chapters in understanding the sevenfold Spirit of God, in explanation and in looking at each one of these folds of the Spirit of God. We understand that they are seven functions, seven anointings, seven expressions, and then the author shares them as seven flows from the Holy Spirit. It becomes a river flowing in us, bringing to us this continuous, unlimited flow of anointing from heaven. Fresh oil every day so that our light would shine bright and they would be clear, unpolluted, and they would be brilliant and very discernible by the world that this is something that doesn't come naturally, but this is a light that is supernatural, and it points and it illuminates the place where the supernatural dwells, the place where the master and the king and the ruler and the God of the supernatural dwells and is releasing it in the earth realm to bring attention not just to himself, but to the relationship that he wants to have with each one of us. And he has not excluded anybody. He has not held one group over another, but it is given freely to all. When he shared his heart that he loved the world, he loved the world, not an individual or a group of individuals or a race or a kind or any different or differing, varying classification. He loved the world. And that not just includes us, but it also includes the world he created. But he loved the world so much that he gave his only son. So that who believes, anybody willing to believe and receive this ministry of the Holy Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit that brings the illumination and the revelation of who Jesus is. In order for us to have a faith, it has to come. He gives us that first measure of faith to believe, and that comes through the illumination of the Holy Spirit in our life when we came to surrender our life to Christ. And so we acknowledge the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we understanding more about it as we see these sevenfold flows, these sevenfold anointing, these seven rivers of the expression and the function of the Holy Spirit in our life to bring us into perfection. And this is coming out of Isaiah 11 and 12 when it is said, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." These sevenfold spirits of God, they reveal the function of the Holy Spirit at the foundation of a more fruitful and exciting walk with God. Our walk with God has to be exciting. It should be exciting. It is in a place of unbelievable possibilities being possible. It is a place of the heaven's resources being ushered into the earth realm through us. They don't just come down. They have to come down through the prepared vessels, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. He prepares us so that we will be fit vessels of this flow, of this continuous, unlimited flow of anointing. And so that has been set up as the foundation of reading of the study that we're doing out of Scripture, and we understand that it comes because the Spirit of the Lord has been placed upon us. We can only get it with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit that he gave the disciples. He said, "All these things you'll do and more because of me." And as we are in Christ, we have the ability, the opportunity, and the authority to go forth in the seven anointings, the seven flow functions and expressions of the Holy Spirit that transforms us, that transforms us to be more like Christ. It transforms our mind so that we have the mind of Christ. This is the anointing. This is the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is the presence of God in our life. And then we look at as we understood this flow and its connection or illustration to the Old Testament and the candlestick, and to understand the mechanism, if you will, the process that is taking place in our life, why it is and how it is and by what power it is and for what purpose it is. And so as we come now to the Spirit of wisdom, we look at the definition of wisdom. And the author shares his definition of wisdom is the spirit is a supernatural endowment of an ability to do something above one's own ability. It is actually the skillful ability to do what God has called you to do. There is a river of wisdom being released in the church. It's not an analytical ability, but it is a skillful and creative ability. Psalms 136 and 5 says of God, "He who by wisdom made the heavens." The church is about to minister out of wisdom that is going to transform the wise people on the earth. It's going to confound the what? They're not going to the brilliant minds of science and industry, of all the industries, of all the influences of government, the brilliant minds in history and in things of worldly knowledge are going to just be amazed. Even in the church, they're going to be amazed at the wisdom that's being released now through the church. Like, how do these people know this stuff? Where did this come from? It is not something that man has produced or has the ability to produce or to understand. They didn't go to school for that. You know, people will be mystified by it. In other words, they will be mesmerized by it. It'll spark their curiosity. Who are these people? We become the conversation in the mouths of the world as they speak among themselves about what they've seen us do under the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is living skills. It is the ability to apply the knowledge of God's word to our daily life. It involves the application of truth to human experiences on a day-by-day basis. It changes how we live, and it produces a life that is unvarying. It is just growing and growing and growing. It never contradicts itself. It is always pure and stable. It is it is always above the standard that man would look at. And it is a powerful draw to people because it is being perfected by heaven. And we all know that, you know, none of us are perfect. This world is imperfect. People have come to not just accept their imperfections, but they use them often as their calling card, if you will. Well, you know, that's how I am. Well, now we're going to see, as it flows through the church, as it is released through the church, a group of people that defy nature. They defy the nature of man, and they no longer respond to situations, but they create a different environment. It is that ability to create, God said, as he thought and said, let there be, then he created everything that he thought and spoke. And that's what we will do. So we will speak and decree the things of heaven, the things of God, the things that are holy, excuse me, and integrity, things that are true and honest and pure without compromise. And as we speak them, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you can't do that. You know, and nobody is perfect. God is going to start releasing through the church as he is perfecting us. They can no longer say, oh, you can't do that. No man is perfect, because they will see him do it through us. The scripture says, you won't stumble. You won't stumble. You know, one of the prophetic words is that we will not miss the bullseye. We're not going to miss it. We're going to be right there at it. Where people say, well, yeah, sometimes you can, but sometimes you don't. They're going to see the impossibility, the possible impossibility become possible as they see we always hit the mark, because we're always pressing toward that mark, and we're doing it under the power and authority of God in heaven. And so we're able, we have the confidence in the ability of God to do it through us. And so we walk without fear. That was one of the things that they shared in the book of Revelation, how these witnesses that were on the wall, they had no fear. All of the negative things that were spoken towards them and about them, the threats and even the actions that would cause them bodily harm, they were never afraid. And that they had no fear. They had total confidence in what their mission was, and the fact that the one that gave them the mission was going to complete it and do it through them. And so they walked without fear. And that made the enemy fearful, because when you don't show fear at what the enemy is trying to do towards you, then you rattle his very foundation, because he doesn't feel that anybody can live like that or be like that, or that can happen to them and they not be afraid. When they see that we don't have that, we don't have that fear of rejection. We don't have that fear of failure. We don't have that shame. We go in confidence knowing that in Christ we have been perfected. And God sees us that way. And God flows into us as the ability, remember the creative ability to do and to be who God says we are. And so we come to that definition of the spirit of wisdom, and the fact that the function of wisdom, which it shares with us, he said, out of your heart and belly will flow rivers of living water. The river symbolizes the flow of function. Think about the spirit of wisdom as a river of wisdom flowing out of your life. You know, and when you see water, when you see a river and you see it flowing, rivers are always moving. They're always headed towards a greater body of water. And so this is what they're going to see, this flow come from out of the sanctuary, from out the altar, under the door of the sanctuary, and it is flowing to a greater body of water. And it is flowing towards, it's being drawn to, it's been fed by, and it is going to end up in the power and the kingdom of God. And it will, as it flows there, people are going to see this flow of water. They're going to see this river of wisdom, this river of understanding, this river of the Spirit of God being upon man. They're going to see this, and it's going to get their attention. It definitely is going to get their attention. Christ said that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the blueprint for our life right in front of him. He has the blueprint, and because he has it, as we flow, we're flowing in the blueprint pattern that God has for us. And a lot of people, I don't know if you've ever seen a blueprint, but if you look at a blueprint, sometimes it's not really clear, like, what is that? You know, and it has all kinds of little marks and indications. It uses a legend, you know, that this represents that, this represents that. And so you have to really be kind of skilled and knowledgeable to read a blueprint. You have to read this blueprint. Well, this blueprint is given to us, and it is read by the Holy Spirit, who gives us then an understanding of the way this journey is going to be in for our life, how the journey is going to look and what it's going to be like. And it also is an indication of, you know, you need to see that this is not the blueprint, it's the design. It is not the finished product, but it is the design. And when followed, it will produce the finished product. And the same is true for us. And the Lord shows us that our example is Christ. Because in Luke, it says, even Christ, the God, the Son of God, born on earth, he grew in strength and stature and favor with God and man. And that's how this blueprint will unfold, okay? That's how our lives are going to be built up through this blueprint. And as it's built, precept upon precept, upon precept, upon precept that we're learning. And that's what the scripture says. So here are some precepts for you. One of the precepts is wisdom. One of it, and all the truth that is surrounded by this one word, wisdom, you must build on. You must use it as part of your blueprint for living. And so we then get to the fact that these are the benefits of the spirit of wisdom. So now we get to our scripture, a song. Did anybody have a version they wanted to share at this point? Please take your phones off mute. So did anybody want to read it out of a different verse? Okay, well, we look at it at the version that the author puts in the book, because we need to familiarize ourselves with it. I'm going to issue a challenge to people. This needs to be memorized. And just like we memorized the Lord's Prayer when we were young, we memorized the 23rd Psalm. And I think this is just a challenge for you. But, you know, memorize this section of Scripture. And one of we went to a training once. And they was about school and teaching children, but it was also about, you know, biblical information, though, actually for a Bible school. And so they were individuals that when they finished this program and in class, they would be able to, they would have memorized a whole chapter in the Bible, and not one of the little short chapters, but the whole chapter. And the way they did it was to write down the first letter of each one of the words. So, say, for instance, with this scripture, it would be G-W, G-U, then D-N-F, N-T-A, F-T-W-O-M-M. And so when they would look at the letters, then they would, G would be get, W, wisdom. Okay, that's pretty easy. Get wisdom, get understanding. And then the D, N, F, do not forget. Then the N, T, A, nor turn away. And using that, you really can, in the matter of a few hours, or not even a few hours, I think it was 1 hour, we had to do it. You could really have memorized this passage of scripture. But I'm just going to read it, but that's just a challenge. Try it and see how it works for you. And let me know, okay? But get wisdom. Get understanding. Yes.
I wasn't sure which scripture you read.
Oh,
I heard
that was Proverbs.
It. You said Proverbs?
Proverbs. 4:5-13.
Okay. I'll get it in the international. You go ahead. I'm going to get it in the international version. That's the one closest.
Okay. Well, okay. No problem. No problem. You get it. We'll wait. You know, and I do. I encourage you. I challenge you to try that, even if you just do the first part of it. But just with a pencil. Or pen, just write down the first letter of each one of the words, and you say it, you read it, and then you look at just the letters and see if you can recall just by looking at the first letter that you have written down that D, oh, that represents don't, you know, and not. And so just try that and see how it works for you, okay? All right. All right,
yeah.
Elder. Okay.
Get wisdom. Proverbs 4:5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. 6. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. 7. Let me read the rest of 6. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. 7. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Verse 8, esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. 9, she will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. 10, listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. 11, I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. 12, when you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Verse 13, hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life.
Amen. All right. So then the author starts to break it down and break this scripture down and present some of the truths that are revealed to us in it. And he starts with promotion. And he shares that the spirit of wisdom will bring promotion. Grace is favor or supernatural ability to do what you can't do. He does it for you. And so we see here, it says people will look at your lives and wonder, you know, why things always work for them? Or why are they always, you know, in a positive place? Or their lives seem to be blessed, you know, and it's like, I do this and I, you know, why not me? And we often see that and we wonder, you know, but the Lord is sharing with us here. Everybody has a journey that they, and a path, their blueprint that they must follow. But no matter what it is, and no matter how it may look to you, there is a favor or a grace upon you to do the things that God needs for you to do. So a lot of times we don't have that grace upon us because that's not something God wants us to do. That's not a part of our blueprint. We're looking at somebody else's blueprint. And so he shares with us the fact that this promotion, when you embrace wisdom, that he will give you that advancement. He will give you that that additional, I don't want to call it additional, but he will give you that grace that will cause you to grow in strength and stature and favor with God and man. And so man will then recognize that, and they will, you know, he says their enemies will be your footstool. They will actually seek you. They will worship you. They will acknowledge that there is something special on your life, and they wanted a part of theirs, whether they're saved or not. A job wants a person there that's going to be a benefit for them. So if they have someone there that has the spirit of wisdom, and they may not even understand how in the world do they know that. It doesn't matter. They want it to be a part of their, if you will, business plan. They want it to be a part of their agenda because they know that it is going to be successful. So the scripture says, you know, you sit in the back and let the Lord bring you to the front, and he will. When we humble ourselves and we embrace wisdom, when we embrace the wise ability to, not the wise, I want to say, but the ability, the endowment, the supernatural endowment, that's the gift. When we embrace it, we hold on to it, and we judge, or not judge, but we, I want to say, respond to life through it. This river of wisdom. And then he says, you will be promoted. It will bring honor to you. It will cause you to be put in a place of honor that you did not, I want to say didn't deserve, but it was a gift of God. You will grow in that wisdom and favor with God and man. And when that happens, God is then able to establish you in mountains of influence beyond your ability, but within his ability, so that he can then affect the area for the kingdom, for the kingdom glory. And then it shares with us long life. What wisdom, long life. I love this one because it really, it seems simple, and yet how many people don't know it or don't exercise it, and we can say they, everybody knows that. Well, to know it, but to get an understanding and have wisdom to use it so it transforms your life comes from God. It comes from the Holy Spirit. So everybody knows, doctors and you know, teachers, even children, know that stress will, you know, cause you to get sick. It'll cause you to have problems and issues, and that stress is wear and tear, really, on you physically as well as mentally. And when that is true, your life is shortened. When your life is full of hard labor because, you know, you're going the scenic route, like children of Israel, you know, instead of just going straight into promised land, they had to go the scenic route because they didn't use wisdom. They didn't embrace wisdom. They did not embrace and hold on to wisdom. And so as a result, their lives were shortened in the wilderness. And their joy was not full. They didn't receive the promotion in the wilderness. They didn't. But there were those that did. But we see how it took it from them because they were not, they did not use the spirit of wisdom. They didn't use the supernatural ability that was given them to do what God had ordained for them to do, which was to go into the promised land, which was to follow Moses and worship him in the worship God in the wilderness. Because if you remember, this is why Moses went to Pharaoh to tell him to let my people go, because God wanted his people to go forth and worship him in the wilderness. But what they did when they got in the wilderness, they didn't worship, they complained. And no matter what he did, he couldn't get a worship out of them. You know, all he got was more complaints. If they had a complaint, when they had a complaint and he provided for them instead of being worshipful, they found something else to complain about. And so that gives you, it takes away first of all, the joy of life. And people do die of broken hearts. They do die of a broken spirit that's lost hope, and they don't have the strength. They're weary because they're struggling to accomplish everything that they don't have to, because the spirit of wisdom would give them a truth that will cause them to be creative in their ability to address life circumstances and situations, and even the stress, the emotions that life could bring are transformed into that place of peace, which is the next thing, one of the things that we definitely have that causes you to be able to live longer. Live longer because you're not stressed out. You're not have high blood pressure. You don't have, you know, ulcers and the different things, nervous conditions, you know, things that trigger stuff because you're worried and you're stressed. And so wisdom takes that away. Wisdom, embracing wisdom, embracing the spirit of wisdom will cause such a fresh flow of truth through your life that truth will dispel some of the responses that the world says you should have. And you'll say, no, I don't have to have that response. And the author uses the scripture taxes is because you know what? Christ said, you know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This truth, when we learn the truth, he says, then this whole blueprint will come forth easy. And the burden on it, on you, for the fulfillment of this blueprint will be light. It'll be a piece of cake, really. A joy. People, sorry. Sometimes if I don't watch the board, people come on and I haven't put them on speaker. I'm sorry. If you were trying to speak before and you couldn't speak, I didn't see it on my board. Okay. But everybody is on speaker now. Amen. Okay, so then we look at the ornament of grace. I love the ornament of grace because it is such a it creates such a picture, such a wonderful, wonderful picture. I like the fact that it says wisdom will place on your head an ornament of grace and a crown and crowns your head with glory. So one thing he'll place there, and the other he'll place around you. Yes, because one thing, where have we got these summers? Oh, okay. Let me put an ornament of grace on your head. Wherever you go, the ornament is there, rejoicing because grace gives you favor with God and man. We share that grace gives you what you don't deserve. Grace makes things easy. It makes it easy. And it says, be strong, and strong means to be enabled, to be energized. And that's that exciting. That's you're energized. When you're energized, you know, you feel like you can, you know, tear a wall down and climb a mountain. When you have this, you're energized by this freedom and this ornament of grace, this creative ability to do what you know you really can't do, but you can do it because you know that it is the Spirit of God that is energizing. We are energized by grace and not by our strength. So often, you know, we do try to weight build and do exercise, and that's good. All that's good to become stronger. But with all of that, if you don't have the freedom that grace brings over your life, you'll still be weary. You'll still be tired. And you'll wonder, where's my energy? You know, why am I, you know, why don't I have the strength to do certain things, you know, because, you know, I'm in good health, I work out, this, that. But if you aren't embracing wisdom, then it's going to be counterproductive because it can't happen through your attempts and through your agenda and through your plan for your life. It can only happen through that blueprint that he has for your life. So we want to be able to give you opportunity to share what insights and revelation, inspiration you received while you were studying this. And what did God say to you? What was the thing that stood out to you that pointed to something very personal about you and your blueprint, your walk, your journey with God, your relationship with God?
Amen. Overseer, I was trying to wait for it. Somebody else to speak because all of this is so awesomely amazing. Just touching base on the spirit of wisdom. And there were so many things that I found myself kind of going back and looking at even in the beginning of the books, you know, what are the functions of each of these and what should I expect, you know, God to do. And it's kind of like, the first time I took a singing lesson, and the first thing she taught me was how to breathe. And when she was saying to breathe, I was looking at her like, I know how to breathe. I breathe all the time. But But when she started telling me what to do, I found that I had to actually concentrate on how to breathe.
Yes.
When she began to tell me, like, my diaphragm, what should happen, what shouldn't be moving, your chest should move when you take in a breath. Your chest should move. And most people, when we breathe in and our whole chest expands. That shouldn't happen. So
yep.
I had to begin to go back. And so this is what's happening with these lessons. It's reteaching me or going back and correcting incorrect things that have been downloaded into my life. And now God is saying, no, let's reevaluate. Let's look at it again. Let's go back and talk about it, because you've been trying to do things in and of your own ability, and you're not allowing the Holy Spirit. You're not allowing wisdom to come in. You're not allowing this river, the rivers, you know, even that scripture that we've quoted so many times, and I said, the rivers of living waters, you know, what is this river, you know? What am I to anticipate? So going back and filling in some gaps and things, you know, even in this point in time in my life, you know, and that we're never too old. And even what you were saying about exercise, and I had been sharing how my son pulls off the road as a trucker, and we've been going through some exercises, and my son, of course, is, what, 40 years old, and, you know, he exercises a lot. And so he starts telling me to do all of this stuff, and I'm kind of looking at him like, what? I'm like, it's you.
Okay,
you are
okay.
But seeing it, you know, in my own mind, doing it not in my own ability, even from that aspect of adding long life, doing, you know, what I can, not in and of myself, but saying, Holy Spirit, give me the strength. You quicken me in this season of my life to say, it's time for me to look at it. Now give me the ability and the strength to do what I need to do so that it functions. And so, this sevenfold, just the wisdom. And I had, you know, was even in part two talking about that wisdom, talking about that blueprint, and where am I in the spectrum of this thing. God, all of these things are working together for good. I'm sorry, there's so much going through my mind as I'm talking, even with these time frames, the search of significance to coincide with the sevenfold spirits of God, and how he's uprooting things that I had allowed to hold me back, how he's uprooting those things, and then he's re-implementing, how could that sound, going back to the word of Archbishop, how he's now imprinting and establishing a new way.
Yeah.
He's imprinting what wisdom should look like. He's imprinting what knowledge should look like. And then he's reminding me, these things are not going to be done in your own ability. You can't do it. But with my ability, it can be done. And so now learning how to, when I get to a point of, you know, it's too much, or when I get to a point where that old man wants to make an appearance, he wants to make an unscheduled appearance in my life. Come on, somebody.
Unauthorized.
Then I have to stop and say, okay, God, you said that you've given me the innate ability to get this done with your spirit. How do I get it done? And then he started to kind of like spurt little things in my life where I was doing it. Like I was always asking God, how does this need to get done? Or what does this need to do? And I was writing up my testimony to give to Sister Winslow, forgive me, Minister Winslow, Elder Winslow, to give it to her. And he began to show me how in my life I've always referred to Holy Spirit or him, but then he says that there's an even deeper depth where I was asking God, you know, how do I come up with this money to go to Jerusalem? And one of my coworkers reminded me of this, and I was like, oh, okay, that's the testimony I need to share. Because it provoked my coworkers to jealousy.
Yeah.
Nobody understood how this firm who had did this previously gave me $5,000. What?
Jesus, yes.
It provoked them
that's
to
favor.
Jealousy. Yes. And so there were so many things.
Yes.
So many things that God has done, is that in reading this book, just has illuminated. It has illuminated. And then God says, even in that, there's a deeper place that I want to take you. If you will allow me.
Yes.
If you will come in agreement with me. And that's what I want to encourage those of us who come on this line. Because you're reading this, and I remember Elder Deborah saying, she's reading this like, what, really? You know? Because he's giving these testimonies of how the Holy Spirit has used him, what the Holy Spirit has done in his life. I want us to understand that it's not just for him. It's not just for them. I want us to believe that it's for me. Just begin to tell yourself, it's for me. It is not out of perspective because he tells you, you're not going to be able to do it in your own ability. But God, if you said that this is something that I could do, God, do it in me. Do it in me. And that was something he said earlier in the chapters, that he was saying, okay, well, let this thing be done unto me.
Amen.
And so that's
what
we have to be in our walk. We have to begin to say, okay, God, let this thing be done unto me. And always going back to what we were learning with the significance, search for significance, search your motive. I'm not doing this to please man.
Right.
I'm doing this, God, to please you. I'm doing this that I might be what you have established and called me to be. Even before I was conceived in my mother's womb, you had a plan.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for your plan, not to get the accolades for me, but to make sure that I'm pleasing you and that you're getting the full potential out of me. So it's so much, you know, overseeing, even as you're going through. And I just thank God for your ability and your wisdom as to how to teach and to create this and how to serve it up. You know, you're serving it up so that we can eat it in portions. And I just appreciate that anointing of teaching that rests upon you.
Glory,
so thank you
God.
So
yes,
much.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you, anybody else, I don't want to break off of anybody else, but just commenting on some of the things that you're sharing, and they're so positively perfecting. They're perfecting things. They're not condemning things. They perfect, and they bring hope. You know, they bring an excitement because, oh, there's more. You know, this ain't it. There is so much more, and he wants to give it to us. He wants to do that. And you were sharing some things, and I can see how he is connecting the dots for us, and it's really important Wednesday class. And, you know, it's like, you know, you want to just shout it from the rooftop. Y'all don't know what you're missing. Okay?
Yeah.
You dive into it. Don't just read it because, okay, that's the lesson. But you bring that before the Lord and read it, and my God, what he reveals is like it is healing to your soul. And when your soul gets healed, your body got to come in line. And it is so powerfully true. And then he connects it. He tells you the lie and in search of significance. And even though he gives you his solution, but in the sevenfold, he gives you your power. This is your authority.
Yes.
This is your confidence that you have what you ask for. And that's what he showed me on Wednesday. He said we lack confidence. And so those very things that we said, you know, the 10 things people wrote or whatever many hundreds I ever came up to, you know, that you believe God, you don't believe God will do it for you, then in this book, he's showing, yes, he will. And you even said it. This is for us. These miraculous things are supposed to be happening for us, and God wants us to know that. And so as the author shared the things that happened to him, it's not just because he goes to pastor somewhere or wherever he is, okay, but it's because God chose him. And you had said it before the foundation of the world. It's a part of our blueprint. We just need to read the blueprint, okay? And so when we do that, you know, it's that the blueprint is what transforms us to look like Christ. Because he wrote the blueprint so it'd be like Christ. And so it becomes such a simple thing, which is why he said even a child can do this. Even a child can do this.
And it's because you ain't doing nothing. He doing it all. And so it's like we figure, we got to do this. You know what? He sent us here just like the children of Israel to go in the wilderness and worship me. That's all y'all got to do. No matter where you are, no matter what it looks like, and the wilderness wasn't a good place, he said, you worship me, and everything you need, I'll even make the rock to give you water. Okay, what more can you ask for? And then you go, okay, you want something? I'll rain down your food. You ain't got to cook it. All you got to do is pick it up and eat it. Okay? So, I mean, that whatever it is, okay, you tithe the manna. I'll send you meat. I'll give you so much meat you will choke on it. Okay? And so worship me. And every time he did something, they didn't worship. They complained about something else. This ain't right or that ain't right. And it's like, my people, turn from that mess and just worship me. Bow down before me and then whatever you want. And that is such an open-ended gift. Whatever you want, my Father will give it to you. He'll give it to you. And so I do. I get so excited, and I get so excited for us because he's like, he's putting this right in our lap. I don't know what y'all doing right now, but this is right in my lap. Oh, okay. And so it's my right God. Here. That's my lap. It's not in a church service, in a congregation. I'm sitting in the seat over here and they just coming in. No, I mean, the word just coming down. This word is coming directly in our lap, in your home, in your heart, in the very place that you're sitting, in your bed, in your chair, at your table, not my table, your table. Wherever it is, when you look at it, he's sitting down right there with you. His hand is on his jaw. He leaning his head down, and I read a little story to the grandson last night before he fell asleep. And it's like he ain't in the wind, he ain't in the earthquake, he ain't in none of that. Just what? Be still. Ha! That's that voice. That's it. That's that still small voice. That's all it is. He's not gonna bellow down to you. Okay. He just wants you to come and have communion with me. You know, that's it. This it ain't, don't make it more than you need to. Just come. You got the open invitation. With the invitation, I sent a ride for you. I done dressed you up so you got something to put on. You done got this on your head, got a crown, just come on. I done sent you everything you need. What else you want? I done gave you all the money you need to do it. I done paid for it. Just come. Duh. Okay. So, hallelujah. I done got worked up now, but I praise God. I thank Holy Spirit. I do. And he said, you know what? He is more real than the air we breathe. And I thought about it, too. I said, you got a kind of image in your mind of what you think God looks like. Because man has done, pictures and movies and whatever, drawings and whatever, depleted, they did him in certain ways. And you got a kind of idea of what Christ looked like or what we think he looked like. Okay. But you ain't got no idea what the Holy Spirit looked like. Now, they say a dove. We know it ain't a dove. He's represented by a dove. But we don't have an image of what he looks like. And I believe there's a reason for that, because they cannot deplete the Spirit of God, and that's the power. It's in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and he's in all of us, so he's going to look like we need for him to look in order to transform us into what heaven's blueprint says. So we won't get tripped up, you won't get and all that. Can't nobody tell you what he looks like. But we sure know what he is like, okay, because he is the manifester of the power of heaven on earth. That's how it gets here. It gets here through Holy Spirit. So we are honored to be able to allow the Lord to reveal some of the dimensions of him. So anybody else?
Obviously, I was just thinking about how, you know, and anything that you might receive from me, I always just say create a blessed day. And I can remember a little while ago, and God is even expounding on that phrase for me, you know, because he, again, as you know, I was hearing people talking about how, you know, when we would go to work on Monday, oh, it's Monday, like Monday was this horrific thing. And so something that happened at work that frustrated me to no end. And I was in prayer, and you know, God began to minister to me and told me that you had the authority. Your day didn't have to go like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? And I was so frustrated and crying and in my prayers. And then I got this, we interrupt this program. And God began to tell me how I had the ability to create my situation, you know, create my day. I had the ability for the flow of my day and how I took things and how I related to things. And so, you know, now even now I put create a blessed day because we have to understand it. And for some people, I was told by a lot of people, you don't have that authority. I was told that by teachers. You don't have the authority to tell people to create a blessed day. And then I said, well, what does the scripture mean when Jesus said that these things that I do, you shall do and even greater.
That's right.
Things shall you do.
Amen.
And he whatever God has purposed, even when people don't believe what God is saying to you,
you have to
believe what God is saying to you.
Yes.
And so I'm able to
yes.
orchestrate. Now when things kind of go in my ear, I hear what's being said. I can see the frustration on you. But when it comes through me, I have to begin to take that and say, okay, what am I supposed to do with this, oh, Lord God?
Yes.
Why are you showing me this? And if that comes out of creative place, a place of peace, a place of, you know, his comments, and he even goes in the lesson. I'm not sure if it's in the next chapter, this one, because I'm reading so much. But he even goes to a chapter where he talks about how we're supposed to be people of peace. There should be frustration and things in us that we're supposed to have a calm about us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
things shouldn't affect us like things affect the world. And it's because we have this ability to create. We have this ability.
Yes.
He talks about God's creative ability. God's creative ability. You know, when God spoke and said, let there be light, there was light. Mm-hmm. There was no thunder. There was no, you know, clap. He said, let there be light, and there was just going back
that's
into
it.
The creation. And that's what he began to take me. He said, you have the authority to create what you have. So create a blessed day. Make your day a blessed day. You begin to walk in that and not allow anything that the adversary sends your way to disrupt what I've caused you to do. Don't let the adversary do it. So, you know, it's a work in perfection. I mean, he's perfected, but even going beyond and further than that. So stretching our ability, stretching our mindset, where we are, and knowing what God is able to do through us, allowing the Holy Spirit to have his perfect work in us. That's what we're doing. So just know that you were created to create. You were created to create.
yes.
And that's what I stand on. I am created to create. You know?
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Anybody else?
I've been driving, so I pulled over, and I said if she asks anybody else, I'm going to say something. But anyway, this is Pastor Rogers. I parked my car. And the Holy Spirit, I mean, the Holy Spirit is just who he say he is, which we know he is the Godhead. He's the third of the Trinity. But my experience with my bosses, the people, my leadership, I've always been 99%, 98% because I follow good leaders. And when I'm following a good leader, and if I'm following a leader that I disagree, I disagree. I tell them. But one thing I felt I never gave 100%. I wasn't giving my all. And that, you know, a good follower makes a good leader. And even at this level, when we coming through these stories, I call them parable stories, when I remember when Apostle Charnette, what she told me, that my life was going to change last year. And everything that she told me, it almost came to pass. And that meaning, amen, when you're following the Holy Spirit, ain't nothing too hard for God. And then when you really been reassured of it, when you know it's God and not you in it, then whatever he tell you to do, you do it. And this is where I was saying, do we really get it? Because sometimes we talk about it, but then when the enemy comes in, do we really get it? And this is what God is saying. I like what Apostle KP said too. We make our day. When the enemy comes in and try to tear us down, all we got to do is just think about what God has given us. And, you know, a lot of times we're still calling on God to do what he already done. And then I hear him say, I done it. And whenever I ask God for something, I can laugh because when I was asking him, Lord, what won't you do for me? He said, I done everything. So, you know, he talked to you. And then you go back over your life. See, he gives us an opportunity to examine ourselves. When we examine ourselves and we find out that we murmuring and we complaining and we doing this, I had one administrator told me I was murmuring and complaining, and the other one told me, no, I was resolving things. So that's why you hear what God tell you, because one told me one thing, another one said another one. But then I had to go back and ask God, well, what am I doing? Because I knew about the children of Israel. So when you can hear God for yourself, then you know, hallelujah, ain't nothing too hard for God. So I just thank God for your teaching. And you know, I probably was one of the worst students because I was always asking stuff. But then God let me know, you hear my voice.
All right.
Ask me.
Yes,
so, you know, God is a jealous God. He said it. He let us all know. We're jealous. Mm-hmm. He is a jealous God, and I take him at his word. I love coming together in groups because I'm learning from God's people. Hallelujah. But I love people. And most of you know that. I love people. And I thank God that, you know, when I'm given an opportunity, whether it's in the hospital, in the car, or at home, I got my whole family listening to Friday. To Friday, Block Talk on Friday. And, you know, they enjoy it. And then we learn that we don't come out front until somebody invites you up. That's the way I was taught. So until the Holy Spirit tell me to come forward, you know, I don't come forward unless I've been invited. And then I say, Lord, when you want me to come forward? He'll tell you.
Amen.
So I just thank God for, you know, being here, being able to express myself. That's another thing. You can't express yourself everywhere. But I thank God
that's true.
I'm on the line with you, I can express myself because I know you're going to give me some backup.
Absolutely.
You know, that if something needs to be changed, I got to go back and ask God, okay, God, what does she mean about that? You know, and then
Amen.
He shows me. He showed
Amen.
Me. And when I was told I was black and white, I see things black and white, I was like, okay, what that mean? No gray matter. And then I was like, okay, God, keep me black and white, you know?
Mm-hmm. There
so
you go.
I thank God for being able to come together
Amen.
On Tuesday, all day Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and getting
yes,
ready
sir.
For Monday again.
Yes.
I was like, Lord, it seems like I'm spending all my time with you. So he is a good God. He made it available for us.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's all I had to contribute from my father, and I thank him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I think Elder was getting ready to say something. Amen.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, this book, he says a lot. And it's just so much, you know, to take in. But I think that, you know, wisdom, it kicks in many areas of our lives, you know, like, you know, like Apostle was saying, you know, on the job and, you know, when you're facing a lot of different things, you know, he'll, wisdom will tell you, you know, when to be quiet, when not to speak, anoint those chairs in there, anoint those phones and pray, you know, for peace and harmony in the workplace, you know. So when you go in and in the morning, you know, have all of that the bickering and those
things
you can get some time and those attitudes, you know, that even I was thinking even in going through my time of surgery and different stuff, you know, how the Lord just kept me with peace. He didn't allow me to get ahead of myself, my thoughts running, you know, but by day, he just kept me with my mind stayed on him. When I, you know, I saw that it could have went another way because, you know, some of my family was you know, had got way out. You know, their mindset just went here, there, everywhere. But he was keeping me and holding my mind and keeping my mind on him. And in the time when I wasn't able and I really wanted to get on the line, he still kept me and say, okay, when you feeling better, then you get on the line. And as you know, the weeks, I was able to, you know, participate. And on the on weeks, I was able to participate. On the off weeks, he just kept me and had me praying or listening to the music to, you know, uplift my spirit, my mind, my thoughts. And so, you know, I thank God for Friday Blog Talk.
Amen.
And I tell people about it all the time. I've told family members about it. And, you know, God is good because he has had us cover a lot of different things that relate to the fruit of the Spirit and our growth in him. And which help us to continually grow and continually enlighten us in his word and enlighten us about him and Christ, you know, and to continue to enlighten us more about him, his character, and his son. So this, I'm glad that you're taking the time to really go over this particular chapter on wisdom because it is very enlightening. My family said I had to keep reading over and over and over the same thing. I said, okay, now let me go back and read that. So I just thank God for you. And as I've always said, you can just bring out stuff that I don't even see, you know. when Apostle KT get on here, I say, man, she can pick out things too, you know. I said, all right now. I didn't see it, but I hear it, and I see it now. So I just thank God for each of you.
Praise God.
Each of my
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters online, and, you know, just God is good. God is good.
Yeah. Awesome. What a testimony to God and to the Fellowship of Learners on Friday. You know, I praise God for each one of you. I thank Him. Just your faithfulness. And, you know, sometimes when I come on and ain't nobody there, you know, and I go, okay. And I don't get really discouraged because, you know, I know y'all. You know, now y'all will come on early. If I done messed up, it's like, oh, now they're on. You know, I didn't set it up. Oh, my God. And I do. I feel so awful when that happens. But I also, I don't feel condemned because I feel your love. And I know that you love me and that we are in this because we love God. And that's the bottom line. And so, and the top line and the lines in between, actually. But the fellowship is such a powerful one. It is an encouraging one. And I thank the elder because I know when she was going through, she would send songs to me. And just like this song, Holy Spirit, she sent that to me, and it just messed me up. I said, oh, I got to put that because you got to download it on your computer and all that stuff. I said, oh, I got to find this. This is it. And so... It, no matter where we are in our wilderness, we can create a blessing. And that blessing lives, and we don't realize this, it lives eternally. Because anything that comes from heaven never ends. Okay? And so just the words of encouragement, just the sharing. Or elders say, why don't we do this book? Or apostles said, what book was that you said? Is this the book? I said, myself, I don't know, but yeah, let's do it. Okay. You know, just the way the Lord flows, you know, it really is a flow of connectivity between us that really brings us to a place where we are in position to receive what heaven will download in us. And I think apostle, because of her insight and her vision, and she is such a supporter of people that serve people. She supports you in what you're doing. And so that's always encouraging. And it is a place where it builds us up. That's how you edify the body. And so I thank God, and I thank God even for the time together of the Wednesday class with this class. Because it's like, oh, we got the answer now. Okay, y'all. You know, you don't get it on Wednesday, you need to come on Friday. And I don't like to, I don't want to say invite people. I do invite them. But, you know, I don't want to coerce people into coming to Words on the Word. But I'm just letting you know what's going on. And, you know, God is the one that's going on. It ain't nothing about me. It is about Him and what He wants to give to us. Even the name. Words from the Word, when it came time to, you know, what are you going to name it? It's like, I don't know. And she said, well, what are you doing? You know, and I'm a word person, Word of God, the Bible, and we need to know what's in it, okay? And the only thing we can do is talk about what's in it. So there are words that we have and other people have written, but it is from the Word of God. And that's why word, the last word, is in all caps. Because that's the focus. You know, we have words. What's his name, got words, and all them other people that we done read, I can't even think of their names now, but all of them, they had words, but their words came from the Word. And that's why we are blessed by what they did with the generations to come in mind. And that's what Apostle is trying to get us to do. What we do now will be for those generations to come. Okay? And so I do. I thank you guys. I thank God for you. I wish we could have a word for the word party. You know what I'm saying? But for a lot of people, I don't know the numbers. I don't know who you are. And it's okay. because you know who he is, and that's the important part. And so, anybody
but you know,
else?
Mr. Paulette,
thank you.
You know, with this chapter, wisdom, even in other areas of this book, you can apply it with the search for significance. It's almost
yeah.
like this time it's cross, for lack of a better word, cross referencing one another.
Mm-hmm.
Search
yeah.
for significance in the sevenfold ministry. You can relate them both to relate this to search for significance.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you need the wisdom, you need the grace.
Yeah.
And other areas in this book as well
mm-hmm.
for your search of significance.
Absolutely.
So,
that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, yep, yep. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
I think someone else. Yes, ma'am.
I was asking God, okay, God, when can we have that word for the word party? Can we do it after COVID-19? He said, you can have it now. I was like, oh, we can have it now. All we got to do is come together and have the word going. Invite others and have that word
yeah.
for the word party. I like that.
Amen. We'll put you in charge then, okay?
I know you be right with me.
Oh, yeah, we gonna come. Like I say, a lot of people, I don't know who they are. You know, so I couldn't even tell you, you know, who to say it to other than saying it on Words for the Word. Then everybody that's on here will know that it's for them. But, you know, amen. Somebody else was going to say something?
Oh, I was just saying, I just thank God for Words for the Word. And sometimes I don't say anything. I'm learning in this season to listen more. But thank God for the word, a word, and the wisdom that came on today. And I'm going to do just what you said in learning how to learn scripture by
okay.
just putting that first step. So,
yes,
thank
yes.
You.
Thanks for challenge. We'll do it together.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Do we have our other young lady on the line with you?
Not
Minister
today.
Minister Pat? Oh, okay.
Yes,
right.
Not today.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it was good to hear your voice. We always love to hear your voice because we can't see your face. So you need to say something. So, okay. Even if it's nothing but good morning, because even though we're far apart, we're still together. You right here in my room because you own Blog Talk, okay? And so it
yes.
really is encouraging to hear the sound of your voices. It really, really is. So I do thank God for you guys.
I just want to say good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Minister Zelda, and I just want to say good morning, and I appreciate the word from the word. I don't say much, but I'm listening and I'm taking it in, and it is making a difference.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, that's yes. a delight. That's a delight. I hear you, Elder. Okay. Huh? Okay, well, I thank you all for sharing and just feasting with me on the Word of God. That's such a blessing. So let us continue to worship Him as Apostle was sharing about have a blessed day. And it does make a difference. It really does. And when I remember when she first said it to me, I thought, okay. I think she said create a blessed day. She didn't say have a blessed day. She said create a blessed day.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay. And I remember when, it actually was Elder Arlette about 20 years ago, came up with enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And so I would say it, but I wasn't satisfied with it. And I'll say maybe, you know, 5, 6 years ago, it's like, no, we need to first know the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Then we need to submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Then we need to embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Then we will enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So we jump right to the end. Then he brought us back. Okay, let's start at how you get to the end. And how you get to it is to know what his ministry is. And if this isn't the blueprint for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you know, it can't be any clearer than this. And so as we submit to it, you know, and as we embrace it, put it into action in our lives, then we will enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we will enjoy the life, our life walk, and our life journey. And that's the desire of God's heart. Because as we enjoy it, we will just worship, okay? Because we'll be free from all that other gunk. And the only thing that will be that can remain in us is a worship for the God of glory. And that's who deserves it all. I thank you all. I don't know if we have a meeting. I don't think we have a meeting tomorrow. But we do have a meeting after service on Zoom. On Zoom at 3 o'clock, and so you can get your Zoom information off of your programs and information sheet and emails and text alerts, so that you can be prepared for the very exciting. This is the follow up from the Vision Gathering 2.2, the Rebecca, and so we're about to run with some stuff. So it's going to be made plain, and as it is, we're going to, and as it becomes plain, we will start running. And we're really, really grateful that God allows us to run in his race, and he has invited us to join him. So be blessed. Enjoy the precious, precious sunlight, sunshine, and y'all know it's going to snow. Okay. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
So
wear your boots on Sunday. Ma'am?
Somebody say something. What did you say about tomorrow?
I don't think we have a meeting tomorrow, and Pastor just choked me if we do, and I don't remember. But I don't believe we have a meeting tomorrow. But, you know, we have so many. It's hard. Maybe, is that the meeting for, maybe that's pastors and elders? Mm-hmm. I thought that was last week.
A pastors and elders is next month, the 20th.
Okay, it's next month. So that had to be last Saturday, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, okay.
We
so
met last Saturday. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. That was powerful, too. Anyway, so, okay, just like I think Pastor Diane said, we just becoming phone and computer savvy folk, okay, every time you turn around. I told somebody, I said, I'm just going to have to start getting dressed for the computer now, you know. Zooming and things and whatever, whatever. But anyway, and maybe one day we can have Words from the Word on Zoom. I don't know how that's going to happen, and I don't know when. I don't know. But maybe, you know, we can do maybe one or I don't know. We'll see. Because I love having on Blog Talk, because you can go back. So from the very beginning, the 7 years ago, the very first one is still archived on Blog Talk. And so that's powerful for me. And so I do like the idea that it's being recorded and being archived. And I don't know how that works on Zoom and all that stuff. But anyway, so embrace and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's
Amen.
Worthy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.